If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Today, it's another edition of the Your Hometown Series. Come along as we head south to the beautiful village of Monee, and we'll show you why you just may want to call it your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, and by McDonald's.
I love this feature. We do it every month, and today we are focused on Monee, and maybe you haven't been to Monee, but you certainly are meeting the people that make that the village that it is. And lovely people on the air today. Diana Kroll is the director of Parks and Rec, and Heidi Gonzalez is a village trustee. Diana, thank you so much for joining us. We have seen some video of what your community has done to surround you during your fight with breast cancer. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yes. It's the village of Monee, not just the government entity, but the entire community has shown me so much love and support during this battle with breast cancer that started in May. And as luck would have it, as lucky as I am, I just had my last chemo treatment this past Monday, and I'm fourth away through my treatment plan. But the village of Monee has supported me in ways I never thought I would ever see or witness. It actually makes you, it makes me tear up. It makes me cry. Residents come by and drop cards off. They call the staff and ask how I'm doing. The trustees and the mayor are always texting, seeing how I'm doing. Even going so far as if you need to have your grass cut, you call us. We're going to come cut your grass.
Oh.
They've been very supportive with that, and making sure that my own well-being is always taken care of. They made sure that if I need to be at home, that I have an entire setup at home, so that I'm not around people who are, you know, have a summer cold or something, because I can't fight that off right now. But most recently, yes, they had, we have senior luncheons, and my crew went a step farther and contacted all of the staff and all of the residents that were coming and asked them all to wear pink. And they flipped it on me and had a breast cancer awareness luncheon. And I came down from my office just floored. I walked in and didn't see all the pink. I didn't see any of it. It was so touching. And it's not just the residents. It's the businesses. It's the organizations. It's the schools. It's the churches. The Chamber of Commerce. All wrapping themselves around me, asking me all the time, what can I do to help? Are you sure you're okay? During our latest fall fest that we had, you know, as you know, when you plan events, it's a year-long process, and worked on our 150th year birthday fall fest, and I was bound and determined to not miss it. And a lot of people were like, Diana, you should go lay down. You should rest. They made, like, a bed in my office. And I would lay down for a second, and I'm like, nope, I got to go back out. And it's just, that's how much I personally love the village of Monee, that I just can't not be parts of things, even with a cancer diagnosis. So I'm very lucky, I'm very blessed, and Monee's amazing.
I am so glad that you have finished your chemo journey. And Heidi Gonzalez is a village trustee. And Heidi, that pretty much represents what the village of Monee is all about, right?
And that's, you know, really why I moved here 20 years ago. I thought it was, you know, they'd say like a diamond in the rough, and you could see the love, you know, that surrounds everybody here. And as much as a small town it is, it has still that flavor of, gosh, you know, how do we say we want more Mayberry? Guess what? We live here.
Oh.
You know, so, and I know too, you're mine and yours paths have crossed before, and congratulations on your survivorship too. So I know from whence you speak, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you, I got to tell you, because Diana Kroll is the director of Parks and Recreation, when I went to your website, I was like, oh my gosh, I would do this in a heartbeat. You have an adult co-ed dodgeball league. I'm like, I'm in on that.
Yeah, and wait, we even have Hoochapalooza, which is, you know, this is a very animal-friendly town, too. So
yeah.
One of the biggest events is our Poochapalooza in the summertime. And we just had our Halloween happenings included with hayrides and bonfire and everything. So It's so family-friendly. It's, you know, just, it really is. It feels like home.
I have seen that come across in the video that John Hansen and our team produced that is all over social media and on WGNRadio.com. If you aren't familiar with Moni, well, these two women represent it very well, obviously, and you'll see some of what they're talking about on that video. And before we have to jump to our next segment, talk to me about the 150th celebration.
Go ahead, Diana.
Okay, our 150th, we've been celebrating all year long in January with a proclamation from our state representative, Jackie Haas. And every month we've been celebrating. We've had our parties in the park, which are now birthday parties in the park. We've had special music in the parks. Everything had the 150th theme. We kept talking about the past history and where we're going into our future. The actual birthday is November 9th, so it is coming up, and we have a time capsule that we brought up and a time capsule that we're going down. Our historical society, if you heard earlier in the day, is a big part of our 150th celebration. And I will say that in looking up everything for the 150th, starting a year ago, I learned a whole heck of a lot about Moni that I didn't think was possible. For example, way back when they had war pigeons that they brought out to Moni and tested to see who could get to Chicago first. And then they kept that bird and bred it. And the walnuts back in the
black
the
walnut.
War,
black walnut
trees made the propellers for the planes.
That's just amazing. So I learned a lot from that, the History Museum interview as well. And everything I've learned about Moni has come through in the last 4 or 5 minutes because it's the heart of the village that makes it the place you want to live and visit. And thank you both for joining us. We sincerely appreciate what you do and your great representatives for your community.
And we're going to keep doing it. Thank you, Lisa, for the time.